Cupcakes are the stylish dessert of the day. Born in New York, the cupcake craze has migrated to the West Coast. Brian Unger asks, will a cupcake wrapper war ensue? Today's Unger Report goes inside the California cupcake scene.
The only thing mean about the streets of Beverly Hills? Expensive parking meters. This is just where you'd expect to find Sprinkles, a cupcake boutique.
We wanted to have the retro dessert, but we wanted to have a clean, modern design.
Sprinkles is more Frank Gehry than Mom and Pop, more Martha Stewart than Magnolia, the bakery in New York where the neo-cupcake movement began.
We're trying to elevate, you know, what was once the lowly cupcake from the grocery store. It's already been picked up by Magnolia Bakery, but we're hoping to even take it to another level.
At $3.25 a pop, or $36 for a dozen, Sprinkles is dessert as high art meets commerce.
The key to cupcakes, what we learned from the experience in New York, is foot traffic.
Charles Nelson is 35. He and his wife Candace sunk their life savings into Sprinkles on a hunch. If a cupcake can make it in New York, it can be rich and famous in L.A.
The line about 3 weeks ago on Saturday took an hour to get through, and it stretched down into the next block.
After being open a few months, Sprinkles sells up to 3,000 cupcakes every day out of 600 square feet of prime Beverly Hills real estate. The gamble paid off. Next year, Nelson hopes to open Sprinkles stores in Las Vegas, then Dallas, then Chicago.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi. So this is really the sort of inner cupcake sanctum that we're in.
This is where it all goes on, basically.
In the back, it's cramped and hot. No bigger than a household kitchen.
400 pounds of sugar and about 300 pounds of flour and 100 pounds of Calibo cocoa straight from Belgium.
There are bakers, icers, and cupcakes cluttering everything.
It gets pretty crazy, and the weekends are nuts. You have to have a high tolerance for insanity to work here.
Do you ever catch an employee with a finger in their mouth?
No, that is something we strongly discourage because of the health department aspects.
But of course.
Everyone certainly would love to.
Yeah.
This is what Willy Wonka would have wanted if he could afford the Rodeo Drive rents.
One of our most popular and kind of unique flavors is the chai tea latte. It's got a chai tea cake with a chai tea latte frosting. It's kind of sweet but a little spicy too.
Okay, that's a cupcake you'll never see in New York City.
Sprinkles makes 20 flavors, but just one cupcake has emerged as a star.
The red velvet is by far and away the most popular cupcake here.
What the heck is in red velvet?
Light chocolate cake, and it has cream cheese frosting. It has a little bit of red food coloring. That's its southern heritage.
It's chocolate cake.
It's chocolate cake. It's a very mild chocolate cake, but it is chocolate cake.
Chocolate, vanilla, the Magnolia Bakery staples have definitely gone California.
Do you foresee kind of an East Coast, West Coast cupcake feud brewing?
Similar to the East Coast, West Coast rap thing?
Hey, I didn't want to bring it up because that turned violent, but do you foresee some violence here potentially?
I would say that probably for the people in New York, they don't even know who we are.
Eventually, they will. Nelson is targeting 30 other cities for Sprinkles cupcakes.
Let me have the vanilla and a pumpkin to go. Thank you.
And if a cupcake can make it in low-carb conscious Beverly Hills...
Well, I think people, they talk thin and eat fat.
Then a cupcake can make it anywhere.
And for the record, there's nothing illegal in the cupcakes.
No comment.
And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.